This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Working men, working women, celebrate you today. It's Labor Day. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here with me.
Hi.
James Collins is at the control studio in the fair city of Dallas. So you're here, as with a lot of other people, Jay, they are not with us normally during the week because they're working. And one way you can remedy that is to go to Good Day Networks, GoodDayShow.com, GoodDayShow.com. And you can hear the program in its entirety all day, every day. It repeats through the course of the day. Exactly. So we are here to celebrate all kinds of things re-Labor Day. The first Monday in September. Oof, September. I don't even want to say that.
Oh, really? I love saying it. I'm so happy
I know you
we are
like
here.
September. It's a great month. I'm happy to be here, too, but I'd rather it be June.
just getting summer kicked
yeah,
off.
That's right, exactly. So let's talk about Labor Day and some things that are attached to it that either are going on or will go on. For example, going back to the first Labor Day parade, took place in Union Square in New York in 1882, organized by the Central Labor Union and the Knights of Labor. I was talking about this earlier, and I forgot to mention the Knights of Labor, kind of like the Knights of Columbus without Columbus. This is the Knights, yeah. So let's see, what else? Oregon, in 1887, became the first state to officially recognize Labor Day as a public holiday. So yippee-yi-yo-ki-yo for those of you out in Oregon. Let's see, what else? In 1894, Labor Day recognized as an official federal holiday. Let's see here. And then I thought this was kind of interesting. Other countries followed our example. Like Canada has one, but we have ours in September, but most of the other countries that observe Workers' Day, Labor Day, do it on May 1st, also known as May Day. Let's see here. The true origin of Labor Day. Guess what? There is not agreement. The union guys say one thing, and the bosses, the owners, say something else. P.J. McGuire, vice president of the American Federation of Labor, and then the Central Labor Union committees got together, and they they buried the hatchet because they figured it was all in, it was to benefit the worker, right? AFL-CIO, American Federation of Labor, and the Congress I know the AFL-CIO came together.
Something association?
No, it's the American Federation and the Congress of Industrial something. Would you take a quick look? I've forgotten. It's left my mind.
Congress of Industrial Organizations.
Thank you. There you go, James. You've earned your pay today. Anyway, so they got together form a stronger union, if you'll pardon the pun. And so they developed in 1909 the Labor Sunday, which is the Sunday preceding Labor Day, focusing on the spiritual aspects of the labor movement. I don't think a lot of people do that. I'm thinking about the labor movement as a spiritual entity, but I guess you could.
Yeah, I would have thought.
Right?
But it is something that's across the globe. I think it's only the U.S. and Canada celebrated the first Monday in September, and most others celebrated at some point in May. Is it the first Monday in May?
Right, yep. So the big thing today, as far as advertisers are concerned, is they want your money. Right? Go to Macy's. Go to JCPenney's. You can't go to Bed Bath & Beyond unless you find them online. But go spend money. Right? That's a true way to show the laborers of America that we respect them. We're going to buy your goods. We're going to hire your services. The problem is the only thing that's open today are the stores, right? Rest of the world is closed down.
Great sales.
Okay, so Labor Day. Happy to have you along with us. Those of you who are on stations that normally have a live morning program, but they carry this program because they know it's live, help yourself and enjoy. I was talking about Oregon. All right, here we go. Some people in Oregon want to secede from the Union. Yes, I'll repeat that statement. Some people in eastern Oregon want to move the border so that their counties become part of Idaho.
Really?
They are, well, Oregon, the western counties in Oregon are pretty liberal, and the eastern corner of Oregon pretty conservative, or I don't like those terms, as you know, pretty, what's the right term?
But why does the state have to be representative of only one? You know what I mean? Why does it always have to be a
representative? But that's what's going on, Jay. It's that kind of stuff that is going on. If you know, if you don't agree with us, you're wrong. We want to get away from you.
Yeah,
that's
get out,
sick.
Move somewhere else. That's the quick thing that people always say. If you don't like it here, move.
Right. So anyway, there are a lot of. I can go back over the last 100 years or so. There have been other states and other areas that have wanted to secede or move to another state or somehow or other change their political realities. So western Oregon is blue and eastern Oregon is red. So what? Get a life. Live with it. Figure it out. Anyway, but there's a campaign. They can't do that. It's too. The campaign is called Move Oregon's Border. And so this group is introducing ballot measures all across the state, asking voters about the idea of pushing the boundaries to change bits of blue Oregon to red Oregon and red Oregon to Idaho and yada, yada, yada. It's nonsense. It is. We have to, you're welcome. I think it's good to protest, and as long as it's organized and as long as it's meaningful and it's educational, it's swell. And there is that. The members of the Blue Party don't listen to the Red Party, and the Red Party doesn't listen to the Blue Party. And that's kind of the root of the evil here. If you're, they want to, in California is a perfect example, the people like Jennifer who are there might as well not have any representation because the people who are in charge don't listen to their point of view, which is sick and dangerous.
It's awful. It just straight up is.
So I get the idea of wanting to change, not the boundaries, but change the reality. This, by the way, I don't think this is the first time this has been tried. There's 12 different counties that want to move into Idaho. I don't know. I just think that it's there's something else. This is a superficial way of fixing the problem. You can't fix it. I don't think you can fix it by doing this. I think you do it by educating people, making them more open to different ideas. I know it's like I might as well be barking at the moon with some of that because they just don't, people don't want
to
change. We're right, you're wrong.
Yeah. And the real kicker is that everybody has the same goal of bettering our country, bettering our nation, bettering things for ourselves, our families, and those who will come after us. It's just there is a difference in opinion of how to do that, and nobody's willing to talk. It's just the automatic, oh, I'm right, you're wrong, sit down, be quiet.
And I get frustrated with Jennifer sometimes because she comes across that way. and so I love her. She comes across moderately in a manner of speaking. I just don't think there's a website called the Greater Idaho Movement. And it's a website where you can join the movement to relocate the Oregon-Idaho state line to make, according to the organizers anyway, to make things better.
Is that like anybody can vote? You don't even have to be a part of
it. Right. Yeah. Yep. So I'm looking at this is an interesting. There are some counties that have already done this who have voted to join Idaho. And then there are some more that are going to vote soon. And it's about half of the state, maybe a little even more. So those of you who are in Walla Walla and Baker and Grant and Harney and Klamath, you know, the radio station down there, we're on in Bend, I know that. And it's greateridaho.org if you want to see how this proposal is going. Maybe it gets ideas into the heads of people who want to do this somewhere else. On the website, it explains why counties ought to want to become part of Idaho. Yep, we're using the term conservative, which is
and when we meet just states absorbing things, people are going to be like, can Canada take us?
Yeah. Well,
we just move that country line.
Yeah. If people on the northern border, you want to become part of Canada? Remember, who was it? Alec Baldwin who said, I'm moving to Canada if George Bush gets elected. Guess what? He still lives in New York. So anyway, there's a lot of this. A lot of people who are upset. This is something that allows people to get wrapped around it. It's an idea that becomes a thing, right? And then there are the politicians who will investigate, right? Who's behind this? The Chinese communists must be behind this. But some other nonsense. A bunch of people that, you know, are thinking things and they don't like what they are experiencing. And I get the frustration, man. There's plenty of that to go around everywhere. The fact that you can't be, I've had this conversation with people about all Republicans bad and all Democrats not necessarily good. But it's not, I don't know. I think the state of Oregon is 163 years old, right? And that's the state line was established between Idaho and Oregon. The Oregon Trail goes out. Yeah, I think Oregon's a beautiful country. I've not spent a lot of time in Idaho. I've been fortunate enough to be in every state in the country, but I've not just been in Idaho very much. I think once or twice and just for an overnight. But I have been in a lot of places in Oregon, and I quite like the atmosphere, shall we say. Maybe not the politics of it so much, but the atmosphere in Idaho, Washington State, Northern California, very cool. Well, anyway, lots of food for thought there. Thank you. It's 18 after. This is Labor Day. Good day.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simple?
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Labor Day. So there are a couple of people trending on social media. One of them is, no surprise, Donald Trump. Gee, really? It's no big news, but also Steve Harwell of Smash Mouth is trending for a different reason. So let's get to that, and then maybe we'll spend a little time on Trump as time allows. But focus on Harwell after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star.
Pretty familiar sound. I think their sound was pretty recognizable. Don't you think so, Jerry?
Oh, for sure. Totally early on.
So, one of the lead singers, Steve Harwell, is in hospice care, and his family and friends are saying he's got about a week or so to live. So, he retired a couple of years ago, entered hospice care after various health issues, most of them around his liver because apparently he was an alcoholic, but he had other issues with substances, yeah. I think, as well. So he's only 56.
Very young. Wow. Yeah, he's in the final stage of chronic liver failure. And according to the people who are reporting on it, like sources close to them, that the physician has said he probably has maybe a week tops.
Yeah,
which is very heartbreaking. He's had a lot of battles and demons that he's had to get past, and unfortunately wasn't able to. But he's also done a lot of good. He had a son named Presley who died in the early aughts at only 6 months due to leukemia. Ooh. And he used that to create a medical research fund in Presley's name. Presley was his son, and that has gone on to help a lot of people.
Good, good for him. Well, it's one of those things we were talking about. The passing of Jimmy Buffett a couple of times earlier in the program. Something's been on a lot of people's minds Most of the time when you die at 56, it was only 76, Buffett, there's something that they've done that has abused their body. In case of Harwell, it's alcohol, drugs and stuff. In case of Jimmy Buffett, it's the sun. If you are in the sun, he went very, if you ever saw him, I've only seen him up close a couple times, very freckly, light-skinned, and his hair was almost reddish, I think, wasn't it? I remember correctly. And so those are the kinds of skin conditions that invite trouble with the sun. The sun ultraviolet rays get in there. And so, I don't know, a certain amount of common, you know what's good for you, right? You know what's good for you. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Instinctively.
Just right.
You know
that, all the time.
Yeah. And you know that tobacco is not good for you, and drugs are not good for you, and alcohol is not good for you, but yet people persist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. People persist, and mayonnaise isn't good for you. If you have too much of it, I don't, you know.
Well, is it the eggs? Well, it's one of those things that they say, eggs is bad, it'll raise your cholesterol. Well, eggs are not good for you if you have cholesterol problems. Just like bananas are very healthy, but if you have issues with potassium, then bananas are not good for you.
Yep. There's something to be said about all that stuff. There's always a second line to the story. And we oftentimes lose it with the, you know, the first line, the headline. So, at any rate, a moment for Steve Harwell. And I didn't get to Trump, but I'll get to him a little bit. All right, here we are at 28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zeljanz. Visit Zeljanz.com or call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One person is dead following a storm in the Nevada desert during the annual Burning Man event. Officials are still investigating the death, as tens of thousands of people are still trying to get out of what's being described as Mudfest. The event in Black Rock, Nevada is roughly an hour's drive north of Reno. Sunday morning, organizers with Burning Man say roads have been closed and driving is discouraged because of muddy conditions. Today is the last day of Burning Man. Organizers have created a wet playa survival guide to help burners survive. Ukraine's President Zelensky announced plans to replace his defense minister because he said new approaches were needed. Zelensky said he expects the parliament to support nominee Rustem Umerov, who heads Ukraine's state property fund. Umerov is a member of Ukraine's opposition Holos party, but the 41-year-old former investment banker has led on several key positions for Zelensky's government. Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't just shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Work. 7 to 3. 3 to 11. 11 to 7.
A lot of people doing shift work today because the restaurants are all open. Shift that's work. What that's all about. Labor Day, 2023, September the 4th, Monday on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Here's a couple who won a lottery prize, and they're spending the money on fostering children. Here you
go. That's beautiful.
Kind-hearted. They're spending the winnings on these children. They have three children of their own. They're in their 40s, and now they're going to convert their garage into extra bedrooms to foster youngsters who are in need. They've always thought about doing this. The wife, Kathleen Reese, says she's often bemoaned about her husband playing the lottery every week, believing they weren't lucky enough. How many people do that? I bought a couple tickets this weekend when I was out in New York. I don't buy them around here, but I buy them in New York or in Los Angeles or someplace where I'm traveling. I don't know. It just seems like there's a better chance of winning when you're not home. It's just one of those silly things.
Yeah, anyway. Like whenever you go on the road, you're on the road.
Yeah, trip. Right. So they checked out their numbers online, and the numbers were called out. No, I just won $100,000. Yay! So they want to give back. And that's why they decided to do what they're doing. They have a daughter, two sons. They all, when the announcement was made, they're looking at each other. Huh? What? You sure? And so fostering children is a good thing. She's a teacher, apparently, and he has some business. But the bottom line is thinking about what you do with your life that isn't just about you.
Yeah. And
what's
especially
it
when it
about?
Comes to children in the foster care system, especially
right.
ones who get to a certain age, and at that point, it's like they're just going to age out eventually. And what
yep.
about these kids? They don't have anybody. And then they become adults who don't really have anybody.
Yeah. Well,
and
you
just
anchor
yeah.
yourself, right? You anchor
I love
yourself.
What this couple is going to do.
Yeah, very sweet. All right, now on the opposite end of the spectrum is Donald Trump, who never does anything that doesn't, it's not, it's all about him. And I say that, and you can throw whatever rocks you want to. It's all about him. And he's not on, like most of the other politicians, it's all about them. Not about you, serving you, making things better. I have no doubt that Donald Trump would like to change things. He did when he was president for 4 years, changed a lot of things, many of them for the better. Some of them not so much. But to try this hard, it's not about, oh, saving the country. That's nonsense. It's about him. And so now we have all of these court dates, we have all these defendants, we have all these indictments. You know, last week, so he pleads, I'm looking at the talk radio countdown show, the list from last week, and number one was the legal battle or battles that he's facing. He pled not guilty to the 13 felony charges, as most people know. I don't want to rehash that. I didn't even like rehashing any of this stuff because it is the same. It's been the same over and over and over again forever with Trump. If you go back to his relationship with his father, if you go back to his business career, if you go back to the television career, if you go to the political...
He at one point in his career, at least on the television circuit, he almost became a caricature of himself,
yeah,
and he played into it.
Yeah.
He's a smart.
Yeah.
He's very intelligent.
Very smart.
He knows what
yeah.
he's doing.
Exactly.
And when he said he was running for president, everybody was like, "Oh, this is going to be
in
a celeb reality situation. It's not going
right.
to happen." Then he became yeah. the Republican nominee, mm-hmm. and everybody thought, "Okay, well, this is an automatic win for the Democratic Party. We're
right.
going to have our first mm-hmm. female president." All of
yeah.
that stuff. And then the second he won, it was like, nope, that can't happen. This can't be possible. And he lost the popular vote. He won the Electoral College.
Yeah.
And people went after him immediately from that point on.
Well, it's the same.
Trying to get him out of office, trying to end things. And
yeah,
once he was out of office, trying to keep him out of office. It's really a witch hunt. And maybe he was guilty of some stuff, but...
Yeah, he is. But it's the same old stuff. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but is it anything that's actually against the law? Because they haven't been able to pin him to anything.
It's just innuendo, inference. It's probably a few things. Because he's...
Maybe
you know,
some questionable morals, but
he's
not necessarily. Yeah.
Questionable morals, questionable legalities, questionable business acumen, if you will, or business practices. But it's not something that hundreds and thousands of other people haven't done. That doesn't make it right by any stretch of the imagination. He just knows how to play it. And he mm-hmm. wants to... He finds being president to his liking, and so he goes around with some of the stories that are right. The Electoral College is a joke. We shouldn't have the Electoral College, even though there are a lot of Republicans. Oh, yeah, you got to have that. No, it isn't your vote that counts. It's a bunch of people who sit around trying to plan how we're going to get the Electoral College from that state on our side. It's not about winning votes, at least not the popular vote. It's a disgrace. It should. I don't know how it is that people have become so inculcated in the wrong theory about this. It is not. It doesn't. You know, you're wrong. If you think the Electoral College is the way to go, you're just plain wrong. It's not what we are built on. One man, one vote. You don't get it with the Electoral College. So you can feed all that garbage that you want, blah, 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 this and that. It's just, that's the problem. So anyway, enough of that. I have come across a study. Redfin is a newly, the last 4 or 5 years, is a new real estate company. And they've done a survey of the most interesting cities in the country. And they've asked, what city in the country would you like to move to? Right? So what do you think? Pick a city, Jay. What do you think the most, according to this survey, Where most people want to
move to?
Yeah, what city most people in the United States want to move to?
Let's see. I feel like it is going to be... Is it somewhere in Colorado? Nevada?
Nope. No. Well, yes, it is someplace in Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. Okay, so we hit on Nevada.
Yes, we did.
Las Vegas?
Uh-huh. Number one reason. Tourists, when they go to Las Vegas, say, I'd like to live here.
Really?
Yep.
I would not have guessed that.
Well, if I were a local in Las Vegas, I don't think I'd like it. Frankly, I've spent a lot of time over the years in Las Vegas, and it isn't my cup of tea. But everybody's
different.
Well,
that's different. Only the Strip. Las Vegas. And the Strip isn't even in Las Vegas.
No, it's a desert. It's in Las Vegas County, but it's a desert. And all these casinos and all these people and the noise. And remember when Frank Sinatra sang about New York, New York? It's open 24 hours a day. Well, Las Vegas really is open 24 hours a day.
Only the Strip, though. The rest of Las Vegas is incredibly different from the Strip.
Well, but they built it up a little bit.
So you automatically think of the Strip.
Yeah, you think of the Strip. But a lot of people living in San Francisco, especially California, they want out. And so the nearest place they can go to is Las Vegas. So many people, 815,000 people moved out of California last year. And it's up to 626,000, looking at the numbers right now, so far this year, have moved out. And you look at the cost of living, you look at job opportunities, you look at politics. It's no wonder. I love Southern California. I love the energy there. My children, I love being there, but the political realities are so out of control, so stupid. Jennifer is so right on when it comes to the legal system, when it comes to ethics, when it comes to just ripping people off. The environment is so bad. And that's the way it is in a lot of big cities. And frankly, a lot of other, the number two city on the list was, no surprise, Austin, Texas. Was number two. Let's see here. Phoenix, Tampa, Orlando, Sacramento, Sarasota, Dallas. Ugh. James, why do people want to move to that? Yeah.
What's wrong with Dallas?
I like South Texas.
Yeah.
I think there's the rolling hills. You get out of Stephenville and you go south across the 10. I like that, but Dallas doesn't appeal to me at all.
I think you would like Lago Vista. It's a little bit north of Dallas, and it's beautiful out there. You would never suspect that you would have rolling mountains and like a giant lake and like almost like a resort style vacation spot in the middle of Texas, right north of Dallas.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's really beautiful over there as well.
Well, I guess it's all beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
Absolutely,
no matter what. Okay, the Pentagon has unveiled a new UFO website, and they are describing it as a one-stop shop for declassified information. Right.
All your alien and UFO needs.
Shall I save this and talk to Ray about it?
110%.
Yeah, okay, we'll do that tomorrow. If you didn't hear the program from was it on Tuesday or Wednesday last week?
Can't remember what day it was.
We had him on twice, I think. We ran that interview twice because it was so interesting. Uri Geller, known as the spoon bender, among other things, great mind motivator, and a very interesting man and very interested in UFOs and things that are out of this world. So he claims that we're going to, did you post this as a separate sort of thing, or did you post just part of
it? Oh, no, it's part,
Good
of,
Day
it's part of the podcast. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
It lives up there forever.
We'll probably get into it a little bit when he's on next with us, but for those of you who didn't hear the conversation, basically he's saying with some degree of some sense of authenticity that he believes we'll know more about the vaginas of extraterrestrials in the next 20 years.
And that's right? Appropriately what the name of the podcast episode is.
Well, how about
Alien
that?
Vaginas. You think I'm joking?
No. No, I don't think you're joking. Not at all. Not for a second. All right, anyway, let's see here. There's an auto strike. We talk about the writer's strike. A lot of strikes in the offing. There's a potential auto strike that will shut down all of the big three Detroit auto manufacturers. And it will, it's less than 2 weeks now, and I guess because today is Labor Day, it's a good time to talk about labor and unions and relations and the same problem. The auto workers have the same problem that most other unions are going to have, as do the writers, not so much the actors, but AI. The things, the jobs, I've told you any number of times about my working on the line at the GM plant. As a matter of fact, a couple of people took shots at me the last time. Yeah, yeah, like you really worked on the line. Well, I really did. And so anyway, all the jobs that have been performed, pretty much all, even welding was done by human beings back then. Not so much now. Painting is done by robots. And there, most of the stuff on the line can be done by a robot. So the suggestion here is that we are, our auto workers are worried about what sort of, what we're going to run into here with AI. I think it's an excellent question. I think everybody that's in the union, as long as you're talking about Labor Day, mm-hmm. you're in the union movement, you ought to be asking that question.
Pay attention to it, yes.
Absolutely. Yep. So the transition to electric vehicles, that doesn't require as many workers because obviously of the of the engine stuff. But this is going to be another telling circumstance. Speaking of Las Vegas being a big time place to visit, don't forget two free nights are yours in Las Vegas. Call them right now. Operators, as they say, are standing by. 800-419-DOUG. That's right, two free nights in Vegas, where America wants to move. Find out about it, 800-419-3684.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you rebuild lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, 53 past the hour now. Chuck Curry time on the Good Day program. Movie moments and all things that are equally like film and television, that sort of thing, part of his purview. So, theme from The Price is Right. I'm probably going to give this away. There was the same show they're playing today during the regular Price is Right time was aired as a special on Friday on CBS. The Life and Story of Bob Barker was very well done. Very nicely done. So if you haven't
seen it. I was looking at this day in TV history. This day, September 4th, 1972, Doug, Price is Right premieres on CBS with Bob Barker. Think about this. That premiered the same year as The Godfather and The Poseidon Adventure. Holy smoke.
And Barker aged so well through it.
He was just like, I mean, listen, certain people
find the right
Johnny
job.
Like a Johnny Carson.
Yep.
Had
yep.
a connection yep. to the American audience, which is very unique, special. Bob Barker was one of those people.
Yep. It's worked perfectly. That was
and
the perfect job.
Drew Barry, took that game show over in 2000.
He's not as good. He's okay.
Yeah, but he's been doing it a long time. I don't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I remember when I went to school, I used to come home. I watch TV, and first thing I used to watch at 3, I think it was like 3:30 in the afternoon, I liked the Match Game with Gene Rayburn.
Oh, my God, yeah, that was funny.
I mean, Charles Nelson Reilly and Richard Dawson, they felt like your friends, those people.
Yeah, now they're putting all that crap. That was good stuff for daytime.
It was.
The dramas at night, now they're putting that crap on at night because they can't produce any TV show. Nah, doesn't work at all. And so the strike continues. Not only is there a strike against the writers, or the Writers Guild is on strike, and the actors are, and now there are these. This shows you the greed, and that's the only word I can use for it. So those of you who have Spectrum Cable, you are left in the dark because ABC and its other companies like ESPN, they all belong to Disney. They have not reached agreement over the carry.
Well, this happens all the time. I know
it's
not movies or TV, but like I'm a New York Mets fan, right? So I specifically bought YouTube TV. One of the reasons I bought it because it carries SNY, which I could watch all of that game. And they could not come to an agreement. So YouTube TV pulled SNY like 2 months ago. And I can't get it. I'd have to go to another four. This stuff stinks.
Yeah,
but they don't care about the Euros. They don't care about the Euros.
They don't give a crap. Nope, not at all.
Here's another thing I want to point out. You know, I remember also as a kid, Labor Day weekend, Jerry Lewis telethon.
Rant,
which
he and Ed.
Him and
forever.
Ed. And that ran from what I read, 1966 and ended in 2014. First year they raised $1 million. Last year, in 2014, that telethon raised $60 million. I remember the one telethon where Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra were reunited. That was epic.
Fabulous. Because Ed and I were friends. He invited me to the show every year, and I went a couple of times. Yeah. It was really very interesting to see, among other things, how distant Jerry Lewis was from what was really going on.
Well, by all accounts, he was really, a lot of people didn't think he was a great guy. No. But he did a great job doing it.
Yeah, this was good. Very important. But most of the work that was done behind the scenes was done by Ed, frankly. All right.
Cool.
I went to see The Equalizer. I would say for those of you who are used to the first two movies, this is an outgrowth of the first television production, not the current one. The current television show is a waste of time. It used to be good, but they've come up with these stupid relations with her sister and her daughter. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that she's not good in it. It's just that what they've written is junk. But this movie is a well-written, and I thought it was interesting because I didn't even recognize Dakota Fanning at first. And then at the end in the credits, she's the female lead. And it works. It's like everything else that Denzel, you just said it. It works. He makes it work.
Yeah.
So interesting to see.
This movie's going to do, we'll talk about it more tomorrow, but it's going to do 41 million in its first 4 days, Labor Day weekend, which is the second highest grossing Labor Day ever. I think this is the best in the franchise. I think this is an important movie simply because it was shot for a budget of like $70 million.
Yeah.
And if this is a genre that the studios need to get back to, because you could do these sort of like revenge, but that these movies in the 70s and 80s were huge, right? And then Liam Neeson with Taken. That one was really big too. But you could shoot these movies for, $70 million plus. They could do well. And, that's what they need to get back. They need to get the budget.
Well, I think guys like...
The budget was under control.
What you have is Denzel being smart enough to take seven maybe up front and then take the rest of on the other end, and that's what makes if the star doesn't get it, then there's a problem, but he gets it. Alright, Chuck, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Here,
you.
59 past, happy Labor Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated, so keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.